Good morning. My guest this morning is Alan Brenner. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Erlbaum Center of the Blind. Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
So, Alan, this is the 8th annual Erlfest coming up Saturday, the 26th, on the grounds of the Erlbaum Center of the Blind, which is on Occidental Road. I pass it every so often, 4539 Occidental Road. So talk about it. What's going to happen? Who's going to be there and so on?
Well, we have a great lineup. Our headliner this year is John Hyatt, who we're so excited to have him there.
That's terrific.
Each year, the events seem to get bigger and better and more exciting. It's hard to believe we've had 8 years of this, but we will also have Doyle Bramhall, the second. We'll have
another legend in his own time.
Another
really.
Legend. That makes an amazing two headliners, really.
Really.
We have Amy McCarley coming out of, I believe she's coming out of Austin, who's not a well-known performer,
right.
but really a great performer.
But I notice she's playing with the Kevin Russell Band, who's a local guy.
Yes. And so we merged a little local with Austin to get a great sound. And then we have One Grass, Two Grass, who are a wonderful local bluegrass band. And so we're excited about all those folks on our main stage. And then we have a second stage that's presented by Hot Monk Tavern. And that stage keeps the music flowing through the whole day.
So, right. Uh-huh.
We're really excited about all the people coming and all the great music, great food, great wine and beer. Thank you, Lagunitas, once again. We have just a
Lagunitas is so tuned to the community that it's in. It's just phenomenal how wonderfully they occupy Sonoma County.
They are just like the best friends of most nonprofits who need them.
That's right.
And a lot, certainly they are huge supporters of music and musicians. So we're excited to have a connection with them and everyone else. We have great local wine, some great local food vendors. This year it's going to be exciting and a little different. So we're really putting together quite a dramatic and exciting event for our 8th annual.
How many people do you expect will attend? What's an estimate?
Well, it can range from, we don't even know. I mean, with John Hyatt, it's so hard to know how many will come. It could be 1,000. It could be as many as 2,000, which is unlikely.
How did you get John Hyatt? How do you get a guy like that to appear at a nonprofit event?
Well, we really put a lot of effort into talking up the event to his management folks.
Mm-hmm.
We made a presentation, we made an offer, and he accepted it. And it was he really has very few demands on us. Often small bands or lesser known bands demand a lot more than we had to deal with him. It was really very easy once he found that he could schedule it in. And it's great because people like John Hyatt really raised the bar to an event like ours.
Well, he is the kind of guy, too, who has such a good feeling in his performances and is such a funny man that, boy, you can't help but have a good time when John Hyatt is on the bill.
And it looks like we're going to have good weather again. I say that with my feet crossed and my hands crossed. In early years, we had temperatures that were ridiculously high, and the last few years have been really quite nice. From what I'm hearing for future forecasts, it looks like it's going to be a great day.
Oh, swell.
Yeah.
Although a little rain beforehand couldn't hurt a bit.
Which is good if it happens.
Alan, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about this great event, the 8th Annual Erlfest, coming up Saturday, September 26th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Erlbaum Center on Occidental Road. For information, the best way to get tickets is at Lash Record Store, People's Music, or Tall Toad Music in Petaluma. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.